Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade. No animals are heard throughout the making of this show, except Rossi. Pretty Malik.
I love talking to my plants. Like, I go up to them and I go, hi, plants. How are you, plants?
And Big Rossi.
When you got the man bun, your price went up. I admit the man bun. Yeah, I'm going for it.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you guys for being so amazing and making our morning just completely enthusiastic.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live Sunday morning. It's July 4th. Happy 4th of July, Pretty Malik.
Happy 4th of July.
Oh, say, can you see? Big celebrations.
Well, yeah.
You got a huge... What are you doing? Anything for it?
Nope.
Nope.
Wore my USA t-shirt. I'll probably, I don't know, get some burgers and fries today, have a milkshake.
But will it bring all the boys to the yard, though?
We'll have to find out. So I'll let you know.
All the Americans, right? Are you distant relatives of the English, then, would you say?
Oh, here we go.
How has this come to this?
Yeah. I was just wondering.
Now, like, you tell me. Now, I'm going to get in trouble, because last time I made a comment, I apparently got in trouble, because apparently I don't like anyone. So I'm not going to answer.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer that question. I have no idea.
Why do you say that for us?
Everyone's speaking English, right? And then... Like, yeah.
Well, I know there was a lot of Dutch.
We go over there and like claim the land.
A lot of the Dutch were in New York. I know that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, go out and have some burgers and, you know.
Hot dogs.
I don't know, yeah. Get in a couple of fights. Have a good one.
Get in a couple of fights.
Yeah, like typical American day. Go get some burgers, have some good drinks. Go to meet some frat boys. Go to the... Would you guys... Oh, man, you didn't see the Phoenix Sun guy. Did you see the Phoenix Suns fan that got into a fight?
Yes.
And became like... He went viral?
Yes.
It wasn't his fault, though.
It wasn't?
It wasn't his fault. The guy had started a fight. There's this infamous basketball fan. It was a Phoenix Suns fan. I forget who they were playing.
I love how you're telling the story over the national anthem.
Anyway, they're in the crowd as the basketball game's going on, and the guy behind him ends up, like, throwing a drink on him.
Oh.
So this Phoenix Sun guy just grabs the guy, and don't ever do this, but then just started giving him some uppercuts, right? Yeah, and it's all being filmed.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just punching him in the face, and he's saying, Phoenix Sun's in four! Phoenix in four! Which means they're going to win the series in four. So as he's punching the guy, he's letting the other guy know that my team's going to win in four.
Just in case.
And then the other guy got kicked out and everyone cheered for this guy. To the point where, like, the main player of the Phoenix Suns got in contact with this guy and got him, like, better seats and brought him down and, like, go, this is our type of fan.
Wow.
It was very, very funny.
Welcome to Arizona.
Very funny. But
is it coming home, though?
Okay, hold on a second.
Guys, we focus on one thing.
Happy 4th of July, Pretty Malik.
Thank you, Chris.
All the Americans in this country and around the world. Hope you have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, now.
Now you can talk about the English.
It's coming home. England won 4-0 last night. Rossi has slept about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
How was it, mate? You happy?
It's great. Yeah, we played really, really well. Really, really well. We're going to face Denmark now in the semi-finals, which is on Wednesday.
Highlight for you of the game? Any highlights that you want to discuss now?
I think Harry Kane had a great game.
Yep.
I think Sancho was amazing as well.
Sancho, I know that name. He just signed with Man United.
Correct, pretty.
Where's
well,
he
what
from?
A day from. He's obviously English, but he played for a German team.
Okay.
Borussia Dortmund, I think. So well done. We did well there.
Good on you guys. Congratulations. We'll talk more about this England win as well throughout the show. There's a lot going on. Some changes to Instagram I think you need to know. We've got gossip. Now, this is the headline. Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd are an item. They're together. What is going on there? We're going to find out, all right? Hang out with us. Who's going to be our first caller? First caller of the morning. First caller of the week, actually. Call me right now. 04-871-5544.
Let us know how the weekend was.
Yeah, how was your weekend? 04-871-5544. Would love to get you on the show. Melvin, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, good morning. Happy Independence Day, Pretty.
Happy Independence Day.
Oh, yes, the 4th of July is Independence Day. Okay,
yes,
I thought for some reason I thought that was two separate days, but
no.
Happy Independence Day to you, Melvin.
Thank you very much.
Any celebrations going on today?
Maybe. Like Pretty said, go out and get some burgers.
Yeah.
A cold one. Yeah.
Nice. Where are you? Where are you from in the States?
New York.
New. Oh, same.
From the Bronx,
go
right?
Ahead, talk about.
No,
it.
Queens.
Oh, you're from Queens.
Queens. Yeah.
So whereabouts?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been there in years.
Yeah.
But originally Flushing in Jamaica, Queens.
That's Get out. That's where you were from, isn't it?
I went
it?
To Townsend Harris High School in Flushing.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Flushing, but after that, it was all over the place.
Yeah, I was Moving. Born in Flushing, too. Yes. We're buddies.
I'm going to be in New York in 14 days, Melvin. 14 days.
Yeah,
taking the kids. Going to go do New York City for a week and then travel a little bit around America, so I can't wait.
Okay, enjoy. Should be good.
Yeah, I told the girls, where do you want to go? And my 9-year-old is obsessed with New York because of TikTok.
Yes.
Because of social media, she has become obsessed with New York. So.
She shows me every time I go over, it's cute, she shows saved TikToks, like videos of just scenes of New York City.
Yep.
And she's like, okay. I want to go there. Yep. Like, aww.
So what does she want to do when she gets there, other than just TikTok?
Well, she just wants to go see, I think, Times Square. That's one thing that she really wants to see. And then she wants to go visit the friend's house because they're obsessed with Friends. So we're going to do the Friends tour. They've got a whole, like little Friends thing in there, which we're going to actually go and do. And just, I think they just want to walk around and just see it all, you know? Like, but, you know, my 9-year-old who's obsessed with New York doesn't like walking. Like, if we go to the mall.
The worst city ever to be in.
Yeah, and I said to you, we're walking everywhere. We're walking everywhere. So, let's see how it goes. Well, happy 4th of July, man. Happy Independence Day. God bless you and the family. Hope you have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks. Have a good one then, guys.
All right, man. Take care, Melvin. Well done. Prabhaka, how are you?
Hey. Good. How are you all?
Doing well, brother. Where are you from?
Well, it's been a while. This time last year, we used to speak almost every week.
Yeah,
yes!
You were. What were you doing for us again? You had a. You would like not doing.
You had a. You have a blog or something.
And you played a bit of my podcast.
Yes,
that's right. I totally remember. How's the?
Correct.
We haven't spoken in nearly a year, man. How's it been?
Exactly. Well, the last 6 months have been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of been taking it a bit easy. So I'm in the gym in the morning for the first time in as many as 6 or 7 or 8 months.
Wow, well
done. I put a bit of weight around my tummy.
Yeah, same with me, man. Same with me. It goes around the stomach so quickly, huh?
Yeah, it's okay. Exactly. It's okay. Everyone
happy 4th of July.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Rossi, on a fantastic win last evening.
Thank you.
Best wishes for the semifinals.
Are you watching the football? Have you been watching it?
No, it was too late, wasn't it? Lebanon was too late.
Are you following a team?
Well, I'm following it for sure, yes, absolutely. Mm. And cheering England on, I want England to win. Go all the way.
Oh my gosh, this is the first person who is not from England, I assume, and wants us to win. This is amazing, Prabhaka. What a legend you are.
Well,
exactly.
You know, we just had the gossip planned right now, but Rossi's just received a WhatsApp from his nanny, and it's shaken him, and I understand why. Your cat's been attacked or run over. We're not sure, right?
Yeah. Just got a message now. I'm just worried. I just saw the kids are going to come downstairs and see it, actually. But
can she maybe hide it? I don't know.
I just said put him in the kitchen, but he doesn't look very good, actually.
Yeah, I think he's been hit by a car. What do we do in these instances, pretty? Like, are there 24-hour vets? I don't know.
We're going to have to Google.
We've got to get...
I mean, it's... Early.
It's early. It's 6:24. Any advice that we do? We think that Rossi's cat, who you adopted, this cat. It was a street cat.
Yeah.
You adopted this cat about 5-6 months ago. It's become part of the family. It doesn't look like that left leg looks like it's out. I don't know. It's been attacked or it's been hit by a car.
Mm.
We're not sure. Does anyone know? Are there 24-hour vet services that we can get your vet to get your cat to? Do they do home visits? I don't know. Do they do pickups? I think he's definitely going to need some surgery here.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like it. It's not like just a little scratch here. If anyone's got any tips, because we know we have a lot of animal lovers, we'd love to get some tips here. 04-871-5544. Give me a call. I've Googled some 20. There are a few 24-hour emergency services. Maybe we give them a call as well, Ross.
Yeah. Hopefully they can come and collect them in a minute because... the kids are going to come downstairs in a minute from school, and he doesn't look very well.
Yeah,
so.
Just put him in the... Tell the nanny... Your wife's home, right?
Yeah.
Tell her to put him in the... Yeah, exactly. Put her in the kitchen. Don't let them see the... Do they look for the cat in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, he's gone over for a little play date at Chris's house.
Mm.
He's gone
yes.
for 3 days.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to see him for a few days, right? Anyone got anything they can help us with, just give us a call. Andrea, though, you've got some advice here.
Hi, good morning, everyone. And Rosie, I'm sorry to hear about your cat.
Thanks.
Umsukim Veterinary Center actually has 24/7 services, and should there be a broken leg, they also can also help you with orthopedic services as well as physiotherapy.
The physiotherapy for the cats as well. I love this. What's it called? Umsukim.
My husky has had a gazillion so far of those physiotherapy sessions.
All right. Well, listen, that's cool. Yeah, he's been on the phone. I think you're on the phone to someone right now as well, aren't you?
Modern Veterinary Clinic on Alwassel Road is by my house, actually. So I'm talking to them. Maybe they can collect him at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that's going to be good. Andrea, thanks for the call. We got a few other messages as well. Thank you, Andrea. Thanks. God bless you. Yeah, a few other calls came in as well. All right. So thanks, everyone. Your cat's going to be okay. Don't worry. Are you more worried about the cat or the kids seeing the cat?
Yeah.
Which one are you more worried about?
It's mixed emotions, actually.
All right, we'll just hide the cat. So, tell them to hide the cat. Don't let them see it. And we won't talk about it on the radio. Do they listen to the radio in the morning?
No, they don't like me.
They don't like that on the radio. No. Okay, good. Virgin
Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, well, let's check the goss. What have you got for us, Pretty?
So Taylor Swift and Adele, imagine them teaming up for a breakup song.
Oh, wow, that's powerful.
That was the rumor. There was a screenshot running around with a song titled Broken Hearts. Both of them listed in the credits. But I'm here to tell you that is not happening. Someone made that up. If you actually go search on the actual website, there are zero results for that song.
Okay.
Maybe we're putting it into the universe and it may happen.
There we go. Maybe it will.
Kim Kardashian assuring fans that she did adhere to the dress code at the Vatican. She showed up in a skin-tight lace dress with cutouts. Many were surprised that she was led into the Sistine Chapel, which is known for their strict dress code. On Instagram, she wrote, "Don't worry, I adhere to the dress code and fully covered up while inside St. Peter's Basilica and the Sistine Chapel." So
there we go.
Everyone, she did cover up.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and finally, Lynn Spears, who is Britney's mom, is pretty much torn over Britney's conservatorship battle. She said she's gotten mixed feelings about everything. Of course, you know, Britney was denied having her father, Jamie, removed.
I can't believe that was denied. I really thought that the world had spoken with her and that was going to happen. And that thing that I've been seeing over the weekend, which is they freed the wrong person.
They did.
Not Bill Cosby. It's Britney to be freed.
Yeah, and it just been revealed that she apparently called 911 the night before her court appearance to report herself as a victim of abuse. That's Britney Spears. So I think this is going to go on. There is another court date, I think, for July 14th.
Okay.
So we'll keep you posted on
it. All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Well, he's upset.
He is, yeah.
And you didn't think you could be upset on a day like today.
I know.
It's 4-0. It's coming home.
I know.
England, 4-0. Congratulations, beating the Ukraine. Now off to play Denmark. Do you guys all go to bed just going, "It's coming home, it's coming home"?
Yeah,
it's coming home.
We do.
I wonder if there is anyone got a tattoo saying "It's coming home"? I'm sure there'd be some people getting
150%.
It's coming home.
Yes, probably.
A joyful morning. However, unfortunately, we just found out that Rossi's cat's been attacked or hit by a car. We're not sure. We're on the hunt to try to get this cat sorted now.
Yeah.
Veterinarian coming to your house now at 7 o'clock to pick her up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a place around the corner from my house, so they're coming around to get him.
Oh.
Okay, and what, then they'll assess it all, I guess.
He'll be okay. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope so, yeah. It's horrible.
Terrible.
I haven't had an experience like this before. I haven't really had many pets like this. So.
Where is the cat? Did the cat just come back in the house? Like, because does the cat go?
Morning, like if you go on my Insta stories this morning, you'll see I let him out. So I let him out, like, because
it's his fault.
We put him in the kitchen.
That's why he's stressed.
It's his fault. You're going to get in trouble. Yes. Why did you let the cat out?
Well, I'm not, because I let him out every day.
Every morning you let the cat out?
Yeah, but the vet said to me, he said, "You shouldn't really let him out."
No.
He said don't let him, because he gets attacked.
Of course.
It should be a house cat,
it's
maybe.
It's a house cat, yeah. What, I thought you knew that.
What do you mean? It's actually not. It's from the... It's a wild cat.
Yeah, but
it's it's an Arabian Mau.
Yes, but if you have now taken this cat in to be part of your family, you don't, like, let... Because you don't let your cats roam. If it's a house cat, it stays with you. And then if you want to take it out...
Don't know about that.
Okay. Well, what did the vet say?
Don't take your cat out.
Don't take your cat out.
No, he said... He said that try not to let him out, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they go and they, not only can they, is it neutered?
Yeah.
Okay, so usually that's the issue, that they go running around and they have about 100,000 babies.
Yeah.
But then they get into fights. They get into fights with cats, dogs, birds, everything. All I got to say to you, Ross, you're going on holiday at the end of this week.
Are you saying this is going
to
cost
you? This is going to
just
cost.
Be
this.
Prepared to see more posts about a certain veterinary clinic.
You're not going to be able to get this one for free, buddy. This is going to cost you a lot. They're going to tell you. I think there's going to be some surgery in there. I think.
I wonder if he'll have like a little cast on. I hope he's all right.
I think he'll have a little cast and he'll put that little thing around
his neck.
What
does it look
neck.
Like? Like one of the parts broken?
The leg. One of the legs looks broken, definitely.
Oh, poor thing.
I'm sorry,
That's
Ross.
That's hit by a car then, I think.
You think? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know, mate. I hope she's... What's your cat's name again?
Suffer.
I hope Suffer's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Keep us posted, all right? We'll keep you posted.
Thanks.
Okay. Yes. What do you want me to say, Ross?
What?
This is... What?
Say that line.
Modern Veterinary Clinic on Alwassel Road is a great place.
Chris, you can't do
I'm
that.
I'm only reading what
no,
he's giving
you
me.
No, you can't.
The Chris I've got his show. Back.
No, nah, you can't. No, you can't. Radio.
104.4. The only place nah, to nah, take nah, your nah, animals. Nah. All right, Rossi, here we go. Take it away.
I don't know if I should, though, because, like, I got a couple of tweets this morning saying... If Rossi, tell Rossi to take the day off because he's going to be annoying.
Yeah. I think if anyone is from England, you are going to be talking about it nonstop. It's coming home 4-0 last night. That's a big win. What happened? You guys play extra well, or is the Ukraine just didn't perform?
We just gelled so well. I mean, Ukraine didn't really, they didn't turn up. Let's be honest, but England just really gelled. Harry Kane got 2 goals. 4 minutes in, the first goal, I was like, this is going to be brilliant. Harry Kane got an amazing header as well. I was watching that. And Jordan Henderson got a goal too. So that's his first goal for England. It was amazing. I stayed up late to watch it. Got to bed at 1 a.m.
I know.
And it was great. It was fantastic. And I actually do. I'm starting to believe now, Pretty.
That it's coming home.
Do you remember what I said? Don't prematurely say it's coming home.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like it's coming home?
I don't know. We've never won the Euros.
You've got Denmark next?
Yeah.
They're solid, aren't they?
They're doing well. I mean, yeah, they won the last game, obviously, to go through. They're playing well. So, I don't know. Let's wonder if we can beat them. Let's see.
All right. So, well done. All the English fans across the UAE, across the world, you've had your moment. I'm giving you, I want you to go, I want you to keep going, but I just feel like all this, it's coming home. Even Ed Sheeran said it yesterday,
yes.
It's coming home. I just feel like that's just such a jinx.
You think it's too much, too many celebrations too soon?
It's like, I still remember this infamous moment in the playoffs. It was 2 games down in the NBA.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant was asked at a press conference, they're like, Kobe, are you feeling happy because they were 2 up in this 7-game series?
Yeah.
Are you happy about where you are right now? And he's just stone cold, mean face. And then he goes, why would I be happy? We haven't won yet.
Nice.
That's the mentality you need.
That's the Mamba mentality. That's the mentality that I feel like you guys need.
I know, but like, I don't think you understand. Like, it grabs the nation, you know? Like,
yeah,
people
but it
get
doesn't...
really excited.
Yeah, but you keep losing them. Like, I'd rather
we got
try...
to the semi-finals last time in the World Cup. That was unbelievable.
And you guys kept saying, it's coming home.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. I remember in the semi-finals moment where everyone was like, it's coming home. That was the first time I ever really heard about it's coming home.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's coming? Look, they're out there. Everyone's out there doing it's coming home. All the English in the studios around us are going, it's coming
it's
home.
Coming home.
Look, there's another one.
You get excited. They're all coming in late. What's
and
happening?
And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember when the World Cup was on, I remember going to Rossi, what's this coming home? Oh,
yeah,
it means that we've got the championship coming home.
I think you need to watch a couple of England documentaries with me, Chris.
Oh, couldn't think of anything worse.
Why?
I don't want to watch any... What, a football documentary?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm
You're
all
missing
right.
out.
Thank you so much, buddy. Congratulations to England. Commiserations to the Ukraine. We've got another few big...
I just hope we get to the final and I'm in Ibiza watching it.
That's what's going to happen. Rossi's,
oh, my gosh.
Rossi's off to Ibiza on the end of the week because he's doing the little 10-day trip there to get to the UK.
So the next game is Tuesday, Italy-Spain.
That's
Tuesday,
correct.
Tuesday, Italy-Spain.
Then Wednesday,
England-Denmark.
I reckon it's going to be Italy-England in the final.
That'd be great. I'd like to see that.
Don't
I'd like to see that.
It.
But it's coming home, guys. This, according to you guys, it's coming.
No, thank you so much. Chris Fade Show's
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
Hey, Dan, you got through. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Been waiting for this for a long time.
Yes. This is your moment. Are you ready to win, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Good, mate. What do you do? Tell me what you do, Dan.
I'm a coffee roaster at Encounter.
You're a what, sorry?
Coffee roaster.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Coffee. We were just talking about coffee, yeah. Pretty and I. Pretty and I just had that conversation. I was like, do you want a coffee? I was like, yeah, I need a coffee. Yeah. So you roast... Yeah. You roast.
I can help you with that.
That's so cool, man. You roast the coffees where?
Encounter Coffee Roastery.
Coffee Roastery.
Encounter, yeah.
Encounter.
We're affiliated...
Yeah?
We're affiliated with Tom and Serge, if you know Tom and Serge.
Yeah, of course we do.
That's awesome.
Of course we do. Yeah. Well done.
Yes.
Well done, mate. Well, listen, you. How many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Oh, man. The morning, I think we're having 4 V60 before we start toasting.
4.
And then after, yeah.
You have 4 coffees in the morning?
Yeah, 4 V60s.
Wow. Yeah. 4 V60s?
Before we start, yeah.
What's V60s?
That's the fancy
one. You know, the pour over.
You know, it comes in that fancy
that's
little
crazy.
Pot.
That's crazy. That's amazing, man. By the end of it, Dan's like, hey,
grinding his teeth.
Exactly, mate.
Good on you. All right, let's get you some cash right now. The pop quiz right here with Rack Bank. And us here on the Chris Fade Show, we want to get you 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
All right.
Good luck, bro. Here we go, man. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. The rapper Akon was born in which continent?
North America.
Beirut is the capital of which country?
Lebanon.
What date is Independence Day in the United States?
4th of July.
In terms of WWE, what does it stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Which Jonas Brothers featured in the movie Jumanji Next Level?
Us.
Finish the Ed Sheeran song, Shape of...
You.
In which sport do they have a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
What DJ Truro produced the songs Peace of Your Heart and Paradise?
Khaled, DJ Khaled.
Who plays the role of Gru in Despicable Me, Steve Carell or Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
In terms of computers, what does HP stand for?
Pass. Oh my God.
Not bad.
You started off so strong. 600 dirhams is all yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, the first four well you done. Got right, and then you got a few incorrect. Nick Jonas is the one who starred in Jumanji.
Oh, okay.
Medusa produced Pizza of Your Heart and Paradise. Steve Carell played Gru, and Hewlett Packard is what HP stands for. That would have won you the 10,000, but Dan, you got 600 dirhams. Congratulations.
Not bad, but not for Sunday.
Not exactly. Bad, mate. Not bad. Listen. Instead of having 4 coffees a day in the morning, just have 3 for me. Just 3. All right?
All right. I'll do that.
Love you, Dan. Take care, brother. Pretty, it's... Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Here you go, Pritt. We've got fireworks in the studio. Watch out. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, watch out. Guys, I think I got too much, guys.
It's too much.
Happy 4th of July to anyone celebrating it if you're American. If you're not, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, your fiance's American.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My fiance's American. Oh, these fireworks.
It's too much, Chris.
I don't want the passport. You get taxed too much.
You get taxed.
So much. This is, I put too much, guys. Oh my gosh!
Guys,
watch out! Oh no! Guys, I think I've got it! I'm sorry, I love you! Oh!
Don't worry. Uncle Chris Fade's okay. I'm okay.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got for us?
There was so much relationship news over the weekend in celebrity world. Mm-hmm. First up, Tom Holland and Zendaya confirmed to be together. This is huge, Chris. Like, huge. This was trending all over everywhere. They were caught in a car. That's all I'm going to say about that. They were long rumored to be together. Then they broke up for a little while. Zendaya dated someone else.
And then they're back.
And now they're back together. This is huge.
Chris, how'd you feel, mate?
Don't care.
You don't care.
No, I care. I really like them together. No, and I think they're a very, very cute couple.
As long as you're happy and you're in love and there's respect in that relationship, go ahead and do it.
And we love Zendaya.
We do. She's super cool.
Yeah. So that's really cool for her. The other relationship news, which I had to read about 100 times over to make sure I was reading it right.
Yeah, what's this about?
Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd were spotted having a dinner out in L.A. Now, you know a dinner is never just a dinner in L.A. The rumor mill went into overdrive, thinking about all the different possibilities of what could be happening here. But I am here to tell you that these two have known each other for quite some time. They actually both do a lot of charity work in Ethiopia.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie has a foundation in Ethiopia. She adopted her daughter from Ethiopia.
Yep.
The Weeknd has donated over $1 million in charity. So it may be the charity connection. He's also writing and producing his own HBO series. Maybe it's an acting situation.
So there's no love interest between the two, they're saying.
We don't know. We didn't see any PDA, but it was just strange to see Angelina and The Weeknd together at a dinner.
That's
two powerhouses.
Yeah, big ones, right?
We don't know what's happening there. And finally, Machine Gun Kelly is not just an artist. He's an actor. He's doing a lot of movies. His upcoming project, it's called Good News. Now, the story tells basically the last days of a rising but troubled musician. They're taking inspiration from artists like Juice WRLD, Pop Smoke, Mac Miller.
People who have died.
Like rappers who have lost their lives way too easy, early, should I say.
Yes, yeah.
Because of sometimes, I guess, a
substance,
lot of addictions.
Whatever it is.
Violence.
But Mac Miller's family is really, really upset.
Why?
That this is happening.
It's depicting what their son was.
Yeah, so they're saying Machine Gun Kelly playing Mac Miller in a movie about his death. This is truly the bad timeline. It's going to be a sick joke. I'll never understand why people can't just let Mac Miller rest in peace. And they don't want the director kind of using Mac's story in this movie. They feel it's not right. It's up to the family, though, right?
If they're playing it as Mac Miller, yeah, it's 100%. But if it's just a character who's a rapper, who's a singer that's addicted to drugs and then, you know, unfortunately loses his life, that's a story. Should that be told? Because hopefully it's going to prevent more of these young rappers getting into it and losing their lives so early.
But I would hope that the director or the writers, the producers, would at least approach the families they're taking inspiration from and be like, hey,
sure,
just we want to be respectful about it, but just to let you know we're doing this,
sure,
you know?
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. All right, thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Sean Paul right now. Dua Lipa, This Is No Lie, 728.
This weekend, you said you tick something off your bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so amazing. Yeah, I was, you know, I've always wanted to do a TV show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got to do one yesterday.
That's so cool.
Yep, The Big Ticket. Have you got, you know, we were talking about this. We had a game on the show about it. I've just recently learned about this Big Ticket thing. They're giving away a lot of cash, right?
Well, wasn't it 20-odd million dirhams given away or something?
So yesterday, they go live on like all these social media platforms. There's hundreds of thousands of people watching this. You buy a ticket and you go in the running to win the really big grand prize, right?
So they, how often do they go
it's
live?
It's a monthly thing. I think it's a monthly thing.
Okay, okay.
And they asked me to be a special guest and just come and join the show, right?
Wow.
All right. So it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I gave away yesterday. Like, literally, I gave away first to one person 1 million dirhams.
Wait, hold on.
Then I gave 3 million dirhams away to another person. Yeah. And then the grand winner wins 20 million dirhams. Right?
20 million dirhams.
It's really unbelievable, right?
I saw like a few pictures of this. It literally looks like one of those Price is Right situations.
It's totally like,
you know what
a game
I mean?
Show. It's
like
a game show,
It's like this big drum in the background.
Yep, dancers and singers with you.
It's just so cool.
It is so cool. It is honestly unbelievable. And it's just like, it blew me away because then I got to speak to one of last month's winners.
Mm.
He won 15 million dirhams.
Wow.
He was from Sri Lanka.
Unbelievable.
And I said to him, how does it feel? And he says, well, I'm sharing it with 8 other people. So basically what a lot of guys do and a lot of girls do,
okay.
If they can't afford the 500 dirham ticket on their own, they all get in together and they put it in and they win the ticket and they share it.
Right? I wonder if they've got like a contract written down.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. Do they have a contract? Because imagine us three put one together and then,
I don't know,
it was in my name and then I won it. You know I'd split it. But if it was in Rossi's,
I'd be gone.
Gone.
Wait, I'm going to look it up now.
Gone.
Next day.
Should we get one?
I can't be involved now because I am associated with it. So
Rossi.
I totally wanted to buy one.
Rossi.
I really wanted to buy one.
Should we do it?
Let's do it. You pay 400, I'll pay 100.
Fine, done. That means I get 90% of the earnings, though, and you get 10%.
No, you get
80%. 80%, sorry. Yeah. I don't know math. Imagine, Chris, if you got to do this again and you announced Big Rossi,
I don't think even if I...
Oh, wait, did Weekend
it was,
Enter?
It was a one-off me hosting it, but if by any chance I was there doing it again with Richard and Bushra, the hosts of the show, I would, if I was to call out your name, I don't think they would allow that. I would.
Why?
Really? Oh, because we're like...
fair and square.
Because we're friends.
You're friends of it, you know?
So
you're
it'd be
friends
like it's rigged.
So I Richard and Bushra, who are the main hosts of it, they would introduce me and then I would come on and off the stage, right?
Right.
100 cameras around me and everything.
You look great. I saw on your Insta stories.
You look thank you. I'm backstage and I'm just about to go on and it's all happening live, right? And I look on the screen as I'm watching it and I said to one of the producers, has Richard got blood dripping down his head?
No.
And unfortunately, there's a big barrel there. And Richard is a machine. This guy's in there trying to make sure that every ticket is in the big pile, right? He accidentally cut his head
on the barrel.
No, right. But it's live.
And it's live. So he doesn't even realize he's got blood dripping down his head. So then I've now been brought on the stage because now it's my segment with him. I try to wipe the blood live off this as it's all happening. I think we've got some of the audio. Have a listen. This is last night.
Welcome back, Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm cleaning you up as well. Come here.
You know, I put everything into choosing our tickets. Blood and sweat.
You clean yourself up. I'll look after the stage for a moment, okay?
Just one second. Just one second.
So, when we say blood, sweat, and tears goes into this show, Richard's literally giving us his blood right now. He's getting cleaned up. This is amazing. 3 million dirhams. 3 million dirhams is going to change not only their life, but their entire family's life.
This
is a moment that I'm so grateful.
What happened there? Did you just take over the show?
Yeah, I had to take over.
No, because he was bleeding and they were trying to clean him up, but he couldn't stop. So I just
Watch out, Richard.
I'm sorry, Richard. I'm sorry. But it felt good up there for a moment.
Did you enjoy it?
I was living my dream. I've always wanted to live. Wanted to do my own game show. So for those split, for that 45 seconds as Richard was getting cleaned up, I was like, hey!
This is your opportunity.
This is my moment.
No, that's cool. Was he okay?
He was fine. Honestly, he's amazing, this guy, Richard. He's been hosting this big ticket for years, right? And Bushra as well. They're just great. So thank you for having me. And I had a lot of people. I didn't realize a lot of friends that live here that are in that every single week.
Wow.
So when they saw me on there, they're like, why didn't you draw my name out? I'm like, oh, gosh, I didn't know.
I'm going to buy one now.
What a great weekend for you.
Do it. Go.
I'm going to do it now.
Go, Rossi. Get in there as well.
Do you want to go in with me?
Why don't we do a weekly one? I can't be involved. I can't be involved with it.
Pick it up for us, Chris. Come on.
Giving away all this cash yesterday. What's the biggest thing you've ever won? What have you won? Have you won anything big? What is the biggest thing you have ever won? I want to take your calls next. 04-871-5544. Maybe it was on this show. Maybe it was on Virgin Radio. But what was the biggest thing you've ever won? 04-871-5544. I want to take your calls now. Want anything pretty?
No.
Not Rossi? Want anything?
No, not really, no.
It's just been like, not like, just things like, you know, dance competitions, things like that. But nothing
I'm talking like prizes. Cash.
Have
yeah.
Have you won anything?
21,000 dirhams cash I won back in
Where?
Australia. Yeah. I won on a radio show in Australia, 21,000 dirhams. Like, before I was even on radio, I was like 20 years old, I entered a competition.
21,000 dirhams. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, huge amount of money. 21,000. I still remember it. This radio station was notable.
How?
It was like a 6 degrees of separation competition. It was like a game. I was playing on the radio.
Work at the connection or something.
Yep. And
that's
I won.
So
won
cool.
21,000 dirhams. It was so good. What have you won? Take your calls next. 0487155544. Harla, what have you won?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing all right. Tell me something you've won.
Well, I won 10 tickets for a restaurant, you know, for lunch. Yeah. I was like 16 years old, and it's like a big surprise for me.
That's great. Yeah. Little restaurant, 10 of you go down. That's cool.
Yeah.
How did you win it?
Well, there was a competition in a radio station in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
It was about music.
Mm-hmm.
And I won. I knew the answers, and I won.
So
That's
good.
Great.
It's the best way. When you win something, it's so good. Shabna, what did you win?
I won 10K dirhams for a baking competition.
10,000 dirhams for a baking competition?
Yes. I actually got the second prize.
What did you bake?
It was a competition with over 200 participants. Shortlisted to 20 and then became the second prize.
Yeah, what did you bake?
So I made a chocolate toffee cake with chocolate ganache.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it right now. That's amazing. Rayan, what have you won in your lifetime?
I won a Honda car.
You won a Honda car?
What?
But there's a catch. I was two years old, so I didn't really get to win it, but it was in my name.
You won it when you were 2 years old, what, your parents put the ticket in your name?
Yes. Bless a child, and they got the Honda car.
So, what did they take the car?
Yeah,
because a lot of these competitions, when you win a car or something like that, sometimes they say to you, "We'll give it to you in the equivalent of cash,
yes,
if you like."
That's right. Yeah.
So they took the car.
Yeah, what am I going to do with cash or a car? So I won it, but it wasn't mine. So.
You should ask for it now. You should say, "I want the car. I want that car."
I
want
no
it
idea
now.
What the car is.
1996 Honda.
I like it, Catherine. You've won something. What did you win once?
Morning. I won a trip to the UK for myself and 4 friends, and to go to a concert, all expenses paid.
That's
wow!
Right? Was that on another radio station?
It was actually. It was 8 years ago. It was with Dubai 92.
They're right next door to us. They're our sister station,
2 meters away.
Did you go to the? Who did you go see? What was the concert?
We actually went to see Take That.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, they only had 4 entries, you see.
That easy to win.
Was it an amazing show?
Pardon?
Was it an amazing show and experience?
It was fabulous. We had 4 days in London as well.
That's great.
Oh, that's
I love it.
Cool.
I love that. Well done. Yeah, winning prizes is good, right?
Yeah.
It's,
nice.
It's so good. And you know,
England are through to their first semi-final at the European Championships for 25 years after beating Ukraine in Rome. Captain Harry Kane scored a brace to help them to a 4-0 victory in their last 8 tie at Euro 2020.
It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
Come on!
I was listening to this on the way into work this morning.
World's coming. Good work. Well done, England. 4-0. Big defeat.
Yeah, it was great. We played really, really well. The side just seemed to gel so well. Harry Kane is back on form, getting 2 goals. Well done.
Seems to know
the song is just unusual, though.
They've seen it all before.
This is a song about football. This is about the championship coming home, right? So another song. I'm trying to hear the words. Why is he saying England's going to throw it away?
Because he's saying that's what everyone says.
Oh,
but he believes 3 lines on his shirt.
3 lines is the badge.
The trophy still gleaming from 1966.
This time I thought it was lines.
No, it's 3 lions. Rossi, if England win the Euro, would you get a tattoo of the England flag on you and say it's coming home?
No.
Come on, do it, mate.
The World Cup, maybe.
Oh, do it for the Euros. Do it.
No.
If you don't, they're going to lose.
Don't say that, then I'll have to. On my big toe.
Yeehaw! Look at that, mama.
4th of July. That is Miley Cyrus. Party in the USA on Virgin Radio. Morning on the Chris Fade Show. I'll be in America in 15 days, inshallah. Actually, 14 days I should be there.
Excited.
Actually, what am I saying? 11 days I'll be there.
All right, Chris.
I'm taking the kids to New York City and LA.
I feel like they're going to hate New York.
Why? Why? I think, no, they're going to love it. This is their dream destination.
I know, but I think they have all these hopes and dreams. But New York, I mean, it is a very dirty, gritty city.
Yeah, I told
them. I love my city. You know that.
I said, you stay close to Dad when we're walking those streets.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to look extra. I grow my beard especially extra long for America.
Mm.
Yeah, just make it look a bit meaner. People are more scared of me.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I told you when I went up to the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Four years ago when I was in New York, and looking back at this was like racist.
Yeah.
And I didn't react at all. I just let it go. I had a really good solid like beard when I was in New York last time. And we were going up to the Statue of Liberty, Brianna and I, and we had to go through the checkpoint, the security checkpoint, with all the, it's like going through the airport, right? And I'm checking in my watch and I put my bag in this thing and he's like, and then the police officer goes, you want to check that beard in as well? And I looked and I went, ha, ha, ha. And then I thought to myself afterwards, like, that was so bad. He couldn't say that now.
I wonder it was because maybe your beard was not shaved properly.
Nah, it was a well-defined, good, solid beard.
He didn't like it on you. Maybe he wanted to see your face.
So you went up the Statue of Liberty inside?
No, I didn't go up it, no.
Because you
got to go in and all that. And can you go to the top of that little
thing? I'm just looking now because I'd like to go up it.
I think it's closed right now. There ain't no...
I just flew over it in a helicopter.
Okay, calm down.
So fancy.
I told you don't go there this time, right? Gave you the free hack.
Why? Oh, the Staten Island Ferry.
That's right.
I want to go on the Statue of Liberty, though, area. I want to take a photo with the kids. I don't want
to
just
want to go to Ellis Island
and stand there
for 90 minutes with the kids?
Nah, I'll get the fast pass.
Still.
He'll have his own boat. He'll buy a boat just for that 10 minutes.
Don't hate, Ross. Don't hate, mate. All right?
I'm not. I've learned my lesson.
Good.
What do you mean?
I don't hate, appreciate. You know, when Chris is meeting all these stars or he's staying in these fancy places.
Don't hate, mate. He was over the weekend.
Jealous.
Got upgraded into this nice hotel at the W. And Ross, he messaged me going, how much you pay for that?
Yeah.
Just hate. You just got so jealous,
man. How did you get it then?
Paid for a room and I got an upgrade. Gave me the presidential suite.
Ooh, fancy. It was so nice.
Was it the same one as, what's this
place? Dana White, the UFC president was there. Oh, that was his room. I've now claimed it.
Wow.
I wonder how many celebrities have stayed in that room.
Oh, mate. These celebrity lifestyles, like, that, the way that they live is pretty unreal. This suite was looking over the F1 track at Abu Dhabi. And it had its own sauna, elevator. It was just epic. There are people, private pool, looking over the F1 track, right?
Crazy.
There are celebs. Not even celebrities. There's like businessmen and women who just have that cash who are doing this. This is their lives.
Yeah.
I walked in like a little kid, you know. I try to be cool about the whole thing, right?
You weren't cool.
Actually, pretty, you came over quickly with Nala to drop me off, and you saw this room.
It was incredible. Like, every moment you turned, you were just like, what? Wait, what? Wait, this button does what?
Rossi, like, jealous the whole time, messaged me on Instagram. Yeah, mate, yeah. You know. I didn't get that room. I didn't get off at that room.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not. You're always getting these free upgrades, or you've got all these celebrity phone numbers. Mm. It's just...
He doesn't have that many celeb phones. Well, yeah, you do have a lot of celebrity phones.
Got people, mate. Who do you want? Who you want on the show this week? I'll get them. You tell me who you want on the show. I'll grab them for you.
The challenge has been.
But if I get them,
what do you have to do?
If I get them, you have to wear a Liverpool T-shirt.
No, I'm not doing that.
If I get this celebrity.
You already did Liverpool. Do something else. Another thing.
That's, you don't understand football if you're asking me to do that.
You already did this to him.
Okay, you got to get the Liverpool emblem tattooed on you.
Chris, are you insane?
you don't realise this is massive for me. It's my culture. It's almost like a religion for me. You can't.
Rossi, wait. First, you should decide the celebrity because it's not like he's going to get it.
No. Before he gives a celebrity, I want to get this sorted out.
No, We're not doing anything. It's my last week. Just leave it.
No, do something.
It's
not like he's going to get it.
I shave your eyebrows.
No, I'm going.
You're going on holidays. It's going to be fine.
No.
You look like you just don't have any eyebrows.
Next. I just don't believe you can do it. That's all I'm saying. If I want to get a celebrity on.
Who do you want?
Pick well, someone. Can I choose anyone, or does it have to be
anyone you want
for Virgin?
I don't care. Anyone you want. Who do you want?
Well, I've got ultimates, but are they suitable for Virgin?
Just pick one, dude. Who do you want?
Okay, so I'm going to say Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Because I've fallen in love with him all over again because he just
the new song.
He posted this morning. Listen to this. Wait.
It's coming home.
Listen.
Guys, I don't know if you heard the news, but it's coming home.
Ed Sheeran's
now saying it's coming home.
Now he's my new favourite again. Like, and he was so amazing when we met him.
Okay.
And I've been thinking that I don't know.
You've been thinking out loud, have you?
Yeah. But I've been thinking about him a lot, so maybe it's like,
okay,
I'm drawing him towards me.
Manifesting.
So if I get Ed Sheeran on the show this week,
what are you going to do?
What? I'm going to think of something that I want you to do.
No, yep. I'm not doing anything.
100%.
No.
All right, I'll start this immediately.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted, Rossi.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran.
Have you got his number? I can borrow it if you want. I can ask him.
I don't have his direct number.
You think you'll be able to do it?
But we have people.
Okay. Challenge set.
Challenge accepted. Ed Sheeran on the show this week.
This week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how we go. Good luck. If it doesn't go ahead,
then
Ross has to wear a Liverpool jersey.
No.
It was 4:35 a.m. this morning. I've just got myself up. I'm getting ready to come to work, and I get the message on the WhatsApp, and it's Pretty Malik.
Yep.
And it's a photo of a what seemed to be a what I would say a waterfall in your house.
Yes, I have a new fixture, everyone. What? It's been put in overnight. Now. Sounds like this. Yeah, that was actually it. No joke.
Pretty much a waterfall in the house. You've recently moved to a villa.
Welcome to the villa life.
That's exactly what I said. I said, welcome to the villa life. It's what happens when you're in a villa. Tell us what happened.
So I showered. I'm going to open the bedroom door to walk out, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear, I'm not kidding you, this noise. This is what I'm hearing outside of the door as I come closer to the door. Didn't hear it before. I'm like, what is that? Like, what am I about to open the door to?
Yeah.
Open the bedroom door, turn on the light to the hallway.
Mm.
Water everywhere. Yeah. There's water gushing out of the bathroom.
Man.
It is a waterfall, literal waterfall.
Yeah, pipes are gone.
Scream for Jeff to wake up because I have no idea what to do in this situation. Yeah! I'm like, Jeff, he comes out. I'm like, don't run, it's all wet. He comes in, he goes downstairs, like stops the water or whatever. But I guess one of those is that what it is? A pipe burst?
Yeah, your pipes burst. But like living, like I don't know.
Is that a normal villa life thing?
Yeah, living here for 13 years, I feel like I've had that happen about four times.
Great.
Air conditioning will start to leak on you. Has that happened yet?
Yeah.
You get air conditioning leaks
all the time.
Yeah.
Your shower. So what I think this is it in a bathroom?
Yeah, but it's the sink under the sink.
Yeah, so you got the water tanks above in the roof.
Yeah.
And they just burst.
No, ours is in the ground.
So it's coming from the ground, is it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is the water coming from above or below?
Like our water tank is underground.
Is the water dripping from above or below?
No, below.
So it's
under the sink.
So it's a water tank, yeah. These water tanks just blow. I don't know where they get these water tanks from.
Yeah.
But I've told my landlord, I've replaced like every single one of them twice. And they charge me about 450 dirhams to 550 dirhams. So I said to him the other day, is there a better one? Like, and I think there is. I think there's better water tanks, but they go for the cheaper one. And then it just pops. Mm. So this is something that's just going to happen. Have you had your water burst in the country? In the villas? Because I believe nearly every one of us have. I feel like it's one of the staples that you need to have here.
I was just freaking out completely. You know, usually I'm the cool, calm, collected one, and we'll like think, okay, what should we do?
Yeah. Sure.
I was the complete opposite, and Jeff's like, just calm down, it's fine, it's gonna be okay, I'm gonna turn off the water, it's gonna be fine, we're just gonna call the maintenance company, we gotta get in touch with the landlord, everything's gonna be okay.
It's just been like refurbished though, hadn't it?
Well, I don't know what they do with the water tank, right? And also the heat. I always think about that. I'm like, well, the heat must have some effect on this kind of stuff, but Now I gotta deal with. Is this what happens in a villa, guys? Yeah. I miss my apartment.
Yeah. Okay, maybe, you know, my mate Shara's missing me right now going, hey, it ain't just villas. It happens in the apartments as well.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, are we. Does anyone know. How do we fix this problem of, like, burst water pipes or water tanks in our houses? 04-871-5544.
Home disasters.
Home disaster stories. Have you had one? Have you had a home? What was the disaster that happened in your home? Did you have a pipe grow? I don't know, blow? Did you have your wall crack? Whatever it is. Home disaster stories. Be it a villa, be it an apartment, be it whatever. Bray, you've experienced what Pretty's experienced.
I have totally experienced it. And without being really creepy about it, by the way, Chris, you might otherwise know me as Biryani. I called a while ago about that issue. But Pretty, we happen to be actually, sort of neighbors.
Oh.
And I don't know how I know that, but actually I think my husband has spotted you. But anyway, but honestly, it is totally
Hold on, is your husband stalking Pretty Mullig? Is that what you just said?
I think so. I mean, I'm sorry. I think he might be.
Where are you guys from?
We're Canadian, actually.
I was about to wish you happy 4th of July.
Happy belated Canada Day. Yep.
Yeah, right. Only a few days ago. Same thing. Yep. Canada Day.
Yeah, you guys need more PR on that, I feel. I feel like the Americans got 4th of July. Everyone knows about it. Canadian Day, it's just like it's there, but, you know, we need more PR on that. You guys are nice. We need to get that out there a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you live around where Pretty lives. You've had the same water issue?
I can't tell you how many times I've had to replace the ceiling because the AC has dripping through the lights. We've had walls that have, like, bubbled up and molded halfway up the walls. We've had it. Like,
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, it's villa life. It's okay, Pritt. Just accept it. Get on with it. You've got a nice property, but it's going to happen. You're going to have to change these things. And it just ends up happening, like, all the time.
It's so
right?
frustrating, honestly. Like, when you... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say proactive maintenance. Okay. Like, just get at it before it even starts.
But do you own your place, Bray?
Yeah, we own it.
Yeah, like, that's different. If you own it, you go in there and you do. Like, for me, as I rent as well, like,
yeah,
I don't want to be...
it's harder. It's harder.
I want to go and change it all. And, like, I got 6 bathrooms in mine, right?
Yeah, but you can get these companies for the year, right? You pay for the maintenance for the year, and then they come in and do it whenever you need it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a yearly thing.
A contract.
Yeah, they could do a contract. We did talk to our landlord about it, but they didn't want one. But I think this incident may make our landlord want a maintenance contract.
So. Tell him. Thanks, Bri. Appreciate it. Patricia, you similar situation.
Yeah, Chris. Well, similar, but my water mains pipe, cold water, broke in the wall.
Well, that's a big one. The main, that's your big one. That's not just these little tanks. Did your place get flooded?
Yeah, 3-4 inches everywhere.
My gosh.
It was just dreadful, yeah.
Indoor swimming pool?
Exactly.
So what, a lot of stuff must have been damaged, huh?
It was, yeah.
You got to watch out for that stuff because when my house flooded about a year and a half ago, what I realized is mold has started to grow in certain areas.
Because the water seeped in.
It was probably 6 inches at my home. So just be careful for the mold, Patricia. You don't want that in some of the rooms, all right?
I understand, yeah. I'm checking it.
All right, mate.
I met you before, Chris. Remember?
You're where?
I was your date.
What?
Oh, you were my date. Yes, I remember.
Where was this, Chris?
Hold on. How old are you, Patricia? Can I ask?
No, I'm 71.
Yeah, this is Patricia. She's 71. We went on a date together many years ago.
What? Where? What are you talking about?
Oh, don't you remember? Was it the Atlantis?
No, Swedish Chef Mafia.
Sandance.
Oh,
I took Patricia as my date to Sandance one year. I think you would have been, 65 at that stage?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, we had a great night, didn't we?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Oh, that's
how did he treat
cute.
You? Did he drop you off at the end?
Don't say what we know. If you know where this guy came from, and then this song, it doesn't match up. It's a good song. It's called Holiday. Craig David had some input with it as well. KSI on Virgin Radio.
You're my holiday.
Yeah, like he was a YouTuber, a little bit of a punk, you know, like just then he got into like the whole fighting scene where he was in the ring. He fought. Did he fight Jake Paul or Logan? He fought Logan, right? And then Logan, I think he beat Logan once, and then it was a draw the second time around. Or Yeah, it was it's all like, yeah, Nala knows all this sort of YouTube
stuff.
The
first time it was a draw, that's why they made a second one, and he beat Logan Paul.
Which one?
The second time.
Oh, so it was a draw the first time,
yeah,
and then he beat Logan.
Yeah, that's why they did a second time, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. He visits a lot of Dubai. He visits Dubai a lot.
Yeah,
okay, so.
Him and the Sidemen are like always here.
Who?
So he's a part of a YouTube group called The Sidemen, and they post content.
Oh, we don't talk about gangsters on our show and all these, you know, please.
They're very funny.
Are you sure? Are they funny?
Very, very, very funny.
We should start a YouTube crew called, like, I don't know, the Upside Down Men.
Have you heard of these Nilk brothers or something? Nilk,
so funny.
Who are these Nilk guys?
So they're also a group of people who just do so many funny things, and they're hilarious. Send it is their motto.
Send it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all these, like, YouTube groups
Clicks.
And clans.
Yeah.
So these Nilk boys in the States release their own line of beverage.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Called, what's it called again? Dad something.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. Have a look.
They're from Toronto.
Are
no,
they?
No, they're not. It they're says, American.
It says on their YouTube page, we prank people sometimes, Toronto,
what are
Canada.
They called? What are they called?
Nelk, N-E-L-K. But just to show you the power of what social media is creating, that these boys, who are very funny pranksters, they're very similar to what I think the Jack, you know, remember the old show with Steve-O and all that?
Yeah.
There's that sort of feel. They released this line, this beverage line. What's it called?
I don't know.
I thought we were looking at this.
Sorry, I'm looking. They're Canadian. Yeah. They are Canadian.
They're Canadian boys. They're not American. They're Canadian.
Sorry, Nala.
They
think
post
I know more.
Things in America.
Yeah, they live in America,
but
they're
Canadian.
They
started in Canada.
They Snell selling this drink,
yeah.
Right?
Happy Dad.
Happy Dad. It is, when they stock it in a store, it sells out within about a second, right? Mm. And then there's like 2,000 to 3,000 people outside the stores waiting for it when they open.
Wow.
It's just a beverage. But the
I
hype.
Was very the tempted to try it.
Yeah, the hype of these, of what social media can create now is unbelievable.
There's a website that is dedicated to where to find Happy Dad.
Yeah, like
stuff.
They've got it on cases. Like when you walk into a shop, it says you can only buy one case each. They don't allow you to buy more than two. Like it's
crazy.
Crazy.
And you find them talented.
Yeah, they're funny. They have one I love so much.
But Rossi and I are funny.
Yeah, we're funny.
We're funny.
It's like different level.
Are we funnier?
Yeah.
You don't sound like legit, Nala.
Yes. No, I do. Yeah.
No, when your voice goes up, it is always a negative.
Lying.
It's always a lie.
I think your friend manages them.
Yeah. That's how I found these guys. My mate Johnny manages them. And I was like, what is this? And I didn't even know who these guys were. Then I got onto YouTube and I thought, oh yeah, good luck trying to sell a drink. It's very hard, this whole industry, because I know it, right?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, there's 5,000 people out the store. And I was like,
get vlogging, Kristen.
Need that.
Get
need
vlogging.
So, $2.5 million a year they make from YouTube.
Are we, Rossi and I, funnier than the Nilk boys?
Yes.
Oh, she went down inflection then. That was good.
Yeah. Oh.
Fun facts.
Hanji, nahi to main aapko photo bhej dungi.
Just, everyone's just sorting their lives
out.
Fritzy's lost it.
Okay, it's Virgin Radio. Guys, I've got to bring this up. I didn't want to bring this up on the show today, but I really have to.
What's wrong?
I mean, you guys are dealing with your personal lives whilst we're doing this radio show. You are dealing out. You've got a blown faucet. You've got water leaking all over your house, pretty. You're talking to the technicians, it seems. Rossi, your cat's been hit by a car. You're talking to
this
the vets.
Morning, yeah.
All right, guys, let's concentrate on the show and what we're paid to do. Have a bit of respect for this show,
Chris,
and this station.
No, listen.
All right?
No, I'm not accepting that. You need to work around us.
Yes.
These things are happening in our lives.
No, yes. Guys, I'm
you
sick
need
of
to,
it.
You Help. Need to
every,
give us a bit of room.
No.
Maneuver.
Between 6 to 10 every single morning right here on Virgin Radio, we are paid to deliver a show, and that show we've got to deliver. We're not here to help you.
You're not
even
professional. You didn't even say the radio station's name at the start of the link.
I sure did. Go back and have a listen and you'll hear it there, Rossi.
Chris, now, I object. How many times have we had to sit here waiting for you to figure out a password for 4 hours?
Guys, all I'm saying is that you've spent most of the show, you're fixing your house. I understand you've got personal stuff to do. Do it after the show, not right now.
What about my cat?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, just
Chris.
Deliver it double macchiato. Yeah,
Chris!
Thanks, mate.
Chris!
Yeah, we're... Yes!
Hypocrite.
We're on the radio. How about you turn
I'm
your
ordering my
to the
coffee,
radio.
Which means we all need it.
No.
Caffeine's above it all.
Personal.
Can I get a double macchiato, please?
Oh,
Chris!
A dollop of milk. Half almond. Yep, half coconut.
What a...
I want 3 granules of regular sugar, what? 4 granules of the sugar-free, and I would like the sugar-free caramel syrup, 1/3 of that, 2/3 caramel, 4/5 of butter.
Give me more fractions. Butter, more
and
fractions.
I would like 7/8 of the chunga mushrooms, thanks.
The what?
Thanks so much. Back now, guys, back to you. Stop taking personal matters of this Virgin Radio 104.4, Ariana Grande, POV, on the Chris Fade Show, POV. That's what we used to say when we had no money.
Oh, is that an Australian thing?
Yeah, growing up, you know, POV. 18, 19 years old, had no cash, you'd be like, oh, I'm a POV.
Why do you shorten everything?
Everything shortened in Australia.
I'm assuming it was short for poverty.
Correct, yeah.
What was your nickname in Australia, your one, by the way? Do you have one?
Chris is
my mate's
nickname.
Called me Hamam.
Like a bath?
Yeah, Hamam.
He doesn't know what it means.
Yeah, do you guys know what Hamam means?
Hamam?
Yeah, not bathroom.
Like a bath.
A spa.
Like the bird.
Yeah, little birdie. Yeah.
Hamam.
Yeah.
Not Hamam.
Yeah, I don't know why they call me little birdie. I think I told a story about a little bird once, and then from then they called me Hamam. I forget. A lot of my mates call me Hamam. Yeah. Well, there we go. Thanks so much for that vital information there, Chris. You are welcome. I do want to actually give you real information, and we've got Serena from the ARN News Center.
This is serious.
Every time I say that. ARN News Centre.
You have to say it like that.
I have to say it with that deep voice. The reason why, you are the queen when it comes to knowing everything about COVID and what's happening in the UAE. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
It is my pleasure.
Oh, let's see, that's a good voice. Yeah. That's a nice voice, isn't it?
You're dressing up a lot these days.
I am.
Because you're on telly a lot.
Yeah, so it's not really a standard for me. So I'm now having to try and look smart.
The part. You got to look the part.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I understand that.
I might need
that.
Tips, Chris.
There we go. I'll give it to you whenever you need those tips. I'm here, but I do need some from you right now. Firstly, COVID. I get asked so many times on my Instagram, like from people like, hey, Chris, do you know what's going on here? Or you know what's going on there? And half the time I have to research it myself and I'm not 100% sure. One thing that I want to ask you about is the vaccine. Now, I know a lot of people early on got the Sinopharm vaccines,
yep,
which were fantastic and they've done their job. However, they have been mentioning this word of booster.
Yes.
Now, you know what's going on. What's happening here?
So basically, if you've had Sinopharm and it's been 6 months since your second jab, the advice is to visit your GP and just see if you need to have a booster shot or not.
How do they do that? Like an antibodies or something? Or?
They can do the antibodies test, but that's where meeting with your doctor, because a lot of people don't actually need the booster.
Sure.
It's just checking if you do.
Okay.
So it should be 6 months after you've had that second jab, and you can either get a booster shot of Sinopharm, or it can be a booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine.
Do you ask for a specific one, or they give you whatever's available?
No, it's your choice. You can actually say, I would like the Sinopharm or a Pfizer booster shot.
So do you get two shots of the Pfizer then? No, you just get the one.
Just the one booster. Yeah. Okay. So,
wow, you know all the answers.
She does.
Have you heard about this vaccine getting made in Ajman? Or in Fujairah?
What is it? You mean the UAE Hayat Vax?
Yeah.
So, but that, the Hayat Vax is actually the UAE's version of the Sinopharm. Ah. So it's like how with India producing the Oxford AstraZeneca as well, that has a different name. But the UAE's developing it.
I didn't know that we had our own like UAE vaccine being made here. Just one of my mates took it over the weekend. It was awesome. He loved it. He said he had the best weekend afterwards. I like it. Hey, Eddie, you had the booster, right? You just had the booster shot. You had the two
Sinos? Yeah, yesterday morning I went and got my Pfizer booster.
Yeah, because he had Sinopharm more than 6 months ago, Eddie, and then you just applied, went to your GP, and then they put it in?
Yeah, they put it in and went and got it and done.
Good.
And I just got a sore arm. I'm cool.
That's it. You feel fine today, huh?
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, Eddie. Okay, so that's a big one that we need to know. Serena, appreciate that one. The other thing is traveling to Abu Dhabi. Now, the three of us went to Abu Dhabi over the weekend.
Yeah.
We all made sure that we updated the Al Hussein app.
Yes, but I know I had confusion about the validity of your PCR test because I got it done like 2 days before. 3 days before going.
Yeah.
And I remember asking Serena, so can you just run through if you're vaccinated, how many days before, all that stuff?
So, because Preeti was sending me voice notes over the weekend. She had me personally on tap.
Yes.
If you want to head to Abu Dhabi, you need the Al Hussein app. That's obviously straightforward.
Right, yeah.
So if you're fully vaccinated and you've taken a PCR test, then the Al Hussein app will come up green.
Correct.
When it comes back negative.
Okay.
If you're fully vaccinated and it's been 28 days since your second jab, you'll also get the e-icon.
Okay.
This e-icon will last for a week, and that means you can travel in and out of Abu Dhabi freely.
For the week,
yeah. If you do not have the e-icon, your PCR test is only valid for 48 hours.
Ah, see? So
and
that's the thing.
Yeah.
About that little E there. Oh,
so, Preeti, right now, you could hop in the car and go to Abu Dhabi, no problem. But if the E disappears,
I can't.
Then you need a test that is no longer than 48 right. hours old. The DPI test, which is the laser finger prick test, yep. which is cheaper, 50 dirhams, you can get it at Gantoot as well. That's valid. The results are valid for 24 hours.
Okay.
But also with the Al Hosn app, fully vaccinated, PCR test. If you're living in the capital, your PCR test is valid for 30 days. It's the color-tiered system of the Al Hosn app. Green means you are valid. Gray, it's expired. Amber means you need to test. And red means you're positive and you should be isolating.
All right.
Good to know.
So good. Serena from our ARN News Centre giving us all the info that we need. She answers all those questions. We'll get you in more often as well, if you don't mind. Thank you so much. All right. Last question here. My daughters want to go to the mall. Should they go? I'm just using you for my life decision now.
Yeah, totally. And just should give them credit card.
Should I get married again?
Aren't you already?
No.
Oh, wait.
No. Should I get married again? No.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Awesome. Thank you. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That's it for us, your Sunday one and done. Once again, Pretty Malik, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Get those fireworks one more time. There you go. Fireworks. If you're celebrating it today on behalf of all of us on The Chris Fade Show, happy 4th of July. And yes, Rossi.
Yep.
Go for it.
Yes, go ahead. Go
play the music.
On.
Come on.
It's coming home. Well done to England. 4-0 defeat against the Ukraine.
Yes.
It's coming home. It's coming home.
It's coming. Football's coming home.
Bad thing is I'm singing this song now. That's the issue here.
Yes.
It's like it's now in my head. It's coming home. It's coming. So you got Denmark next, and then you guys, if you win, you'll go on to play on either Italy or Spain. You're predicting England v Italy in the finals.
That's my prediction, yeah.
Good luck. See you later from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.